Blog Talk Radio.
That you like your girl looking way cool. How about we hook up tonight? Jacuzzi, sweet hotel, dirty movies, oh that swell. I'm such a freak, ooh la la, groove me with that tail. Down and dirty, rough and rugged, dog nasty, but you love it. She gon' kiss it, you gon' rub it. Living out my fantasy, baby, come and dance with me. You got that candy cream, let me see you pull your panty string. Let your thong slide to the side, chica, open wide, and let us do the thing, thing. Baby girl, you know that's right. It's kinda vicious though, it's kinda pimpish though. This caramel coated candy cane is so delicious though.
Show me what your body do, you can bring your girlfriend too. We can have a rendezvous. We can have a drink or two, you can bring your girlfriend too. We can keep it on the cool.
Then put it on you, little freaky rendezvous. Yeah, we can keep it on a cool. Free company, so come with me. Got enough to make two feel lovely. He kissing me, she rubbing me, she licking me, he fucking me. Wanna watch, you wanna see how me and my girlfriend get nasty. We some freaks up in the sheets and a perfect fantasy. But you need a man with stamina who can take two women and handle up. Like a play it untook by Agora, working until he see the sun. Powder, yeah, that nasty girl testing me, I'm a rocky world. Got skills like a pro and plus you know I got that bomb pearl. So boo, I'ma roll with you. Yeah, me and my homegirl too. We gon' take it to the room. So baby, what it do?
Show me what your body do. You can bring your girlfriend too. We can have a rendezvous.
Uh-oh, I think she swallowed that. I got the mirror on the top of my bed and got that Magnum P.I. for the top of my head. Never sleep, no, let's keep it all to gravy. Me and you, lovely lady, sipping hypnotic, get excited, man, it feels so crazy. Let's keep it all to gravy. Me and you, lovely lady, sipping hypnotic, get excited, man, it feels so crazy.
Delicious Talk. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and this evening I have a special guest co-host, Reggie Dennis, who's an author and a real estate broker out of Denver, Colorado. Reggie?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine, Delicious. How are you?
Okay, how's the weather out there?
I should be asking you that question.
Well, it's snowing here.
Yeah, I understand you guys in the D.C. area are going to get, what, 24 inches?
Oh, don't even talk like that. Well, I looked out there and it stopped. It's not snowing anymore, but the streets are you know, it's sticking and all this and that, but it's not snowing. It just came down fiercely for a few minutes, but not to say that it's, you know, it's going to start up again.
Oh, yeah. You know, 24 inches, if you just do an inch every hour, you know, they like, sometimes they like to just talk it to you slow, you know. So
yeah.
That's what you guys are going through. But the weather's here, it's fine.
Really?
What you guys are about to get, we had about a week ago, 3 or 4 days, it was like 17 below. And
wow.
9 below. But then, folks, I hear used to that. It wasn't.
Right, I know. Because remember when
I was
out
all during the, go ahead, I'm sorry.
When I was out there, when you had taken me downtown, and when I came home, when I went out, it was like 70-some degrees. I came back, it seemed like it was 20 degrees.
Yeah. You can see three seasons out this way in one day.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's beautiful. It's still beautiful, and I definitely love it when I come out there.
Yeah, well, you know, you're always welcome. You know you're welcome, and you always be pussyfooting around, you know. But you've been out, what, 2 or 3 times? That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, you know.
That's darn good, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to be here tonight, so hopefully we can answer some questions.
Things up. Yeah, because tonight's show is about every man's fantasy, and that's for one man to be, excuse me, with two women. Reggie, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but have you ever been in a menage a trois?
No, never that way. That way meaning two women and myself at the same time. I've had two women, but one sat on a sideline.
Oh, a watcher?
Yeah, because, you know, we're talking young, late teens, early 20s. And,
oh, okay.
You know, sisters wasn't into that kind of, you know, they'll
right.
both say, well, I'll screw them, you know, but they didn't want no part of each other. But as time go on, though, I tend to not want to do that. And the reason why I say that, because what I did do was I had this girl give me head while I was driving down the street, and that's another fantasy that men has. But the problem is that because it wasn't rehearsed and we didn't talk about it, I remember it was in the winter, she had a London fall coat on, and, you know, just everything just wasn't right, you know.
Right.
So sometimes our fantasies really is not the best sex. Now, the fantasy is a mental kind of thing, I think, but it's not the best sex act. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why there are threesome rules, and we're going to discuss them. But I'd like to say for anybody who's just tuning in what the topic is tonight, tonight's topic is about menage a trois. And if you're just tuning in and you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 646-652-2877, and I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. For those of you who don't know anything about me, I'm an author and a poet. My second book, You Might Get Lucky, debuts this month. I'm very excited about that. Also, I co-host Saturday nights with Maria Mimi Jacobs, Blog Talk Radio, Chocolate Coffee Books. That's a show where we expose and promote new and seasoned authors, as well as rappers, singers, spoken word artists, and people who like to promote their business. And that show airs every Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sundays, I co-host the Lamont Carey Show that airs at 9 p.m. On that show, it's a variety show. It's fun. And basically, I started this radio show because my publisher had encouraged me to do that. And I thank you for that, Maria Mimi Jacobs. Now, this is my third show, as a matter of fact, and I'm getting a little bit, you know, more comfortable with it. The very first show, I was a little nervous, and, you know, but I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with it, so I don't think I'll be doing too much fumbling and stumbling, you know, like I did when I first came on, because I had butterflies in my stomach. I don't know why, but that's just how it went. But, you know, like I said, you had mentioned that it wasn't any fun when you had tried to get with those two girls, or what did you say?
Well, actually, when we did that back then, we didn't even consider a menage a trois. We just considered just this one guy, and he had three girls, and I knew the girls weren't going to be involved, so it wasn't even considered that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we were probably too young to even know what that meant.
Right.
I mean, it was a word we heard, but we didn't know what that meant, you know.
Right.
And I guess too, since three people didn't participate at the same time, you know, the two girls didn't get involved, I guess you wouldn't call it that, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they weren't involved in it. But again, I like to say that I guess some of our fantasies, or I'm beginning to find out that a lot of our fantasies is not our best sex, you know.
Right, that's why.
It's the fantasy. It's the thing that we think about. It's not the act itself, so.
Right, but that's why, you know, especially in a menage a trois, there should be rules. And, you know, once you get the rules established and, you know, everybody sticks to them, that's what makes it run smoothly. Because I've never been in a menage a trois, but I've been in, I went with a friend to a, I guess it was a swingers party or something like that. And basically the thing I did like about it is that, you know, you're not pressured to do anything. You can just go in and you can observe. That's, you know, what we had done, you know, was to observe what was going on, you know, in that setting. And, you know, getting back to the threesome rules, you need rules because, you know, different things can get out of hand. As for instance, when you're in a menage a trois, there's certain things that your partner may not want you to do, and you need to establish that from the beginning. Say, like, if I'll just use you and myself, Reggie. If you mm-hmm. and a friend of mine and I were in a menage a trois, and I was your girlfriend, you know, I might say, well, Reggie, I don't want you to kiss her, or I don't want you to, you know, do her orally. You know, you just have to get those things from the beginning, because if you don't, it could cause conflict, and then, you know, jealousy and things like that also arrive in threesome.
Well, now that's the first time I heard that rules are established. I just, so you actually sit down and discuss these things before you jump into it, or?
Yeah, because that's the best thing. Okay, let me go over rule number one. It's, you know, like, you're going to have sex with two women, and all three of you have your own rules and limits. So understanding and respecting one another's comfort level should be a top priority when you're establishing your threesome rules, because your relationship with your woman will likely be affected by this new experience. You need to be absolutely clear on which act she's comfortable with and what to avoid doing in advance. You know, because, you know, like I said, she might tell you that she's uncomfortable with you penetrating another woman. So, therefore, you know not to penetrate this woman, or she may be uncomfortable with you pleasing this woman orally. So, you know, you already had that established from the beginning, so you don't have to worry about that once you get into it. And then, you know, your wife, she's sitting there, her jaws are down to the floor because you're kissing this woman or you're penetrating this woman, and she doesn't appreciate that. So that's, the purpose, you know, of those rules.
Well, can I interrupt just one second?
Sure.
Now, suppose she don't want those two things, then what's left?
If
there's no oral sex, no penetration.
Well, it may be just one or the other, but these are just some of the things, like,
okay.
Some women, especially, like, if it's somebody that's brand new to doing this, because I could never do a menage a trois, because,
okay.
Number one, I'm selfish. I want it all for me. So, therefore, it would be, everything would be off. You know, don't kiss her, don't do this, don't do that. So, therefore, I'm not a good candidate for a menage a trois. But
okay.
Say, like, if, because a lot of women will do that for their husband. They might give them that as a birthday gift or a one-time
right.
thing or something like that, you know. But I don't, you know, I can't do a menage a trois. You know, because, you know, some women, they may feel jealous. And then, you know, it also says, try your best not to shut either woman out and always give more attention to your main squeeze, which may be your wife or your girlfriend. You know, that's one of the extremely important rules in a threesome. You have to give your significant other that much more, you know, that much more attention to keep it to keep it going. Also, you also, and another thing in a threesome, you know, some people like to, you know, take drinks to give them a little bit of encouragement or whatever, but it's nothing worse than a drunk trying to have sex.
I thought you said just had a drink.
Yeah, you can have, like, maybe a little drink, you know, a little cocktail or something to loosen you up, because some people, you know, they may get a little loose, you know, or whatever, and they can, you know, relax. But if you're getting drunk and all this other kind of stuff, somebody's going to get short.
Right.
You know, so basically, if you want to have, like, maybe a little cocktail or something, you know, a little social drink, you know, loosen up, that's, you know, pretty good. But don't get drunk, because drunk sex is terrible.
Now, let me ask you this. Is that the majority of every man's fantasy, to have that?
To have a menage a trois?
Yeah.
Well, basically, when I, you know, when I ask guys, you know, what their fantasy is, the first thing that come out their mouth, they want two women. Now, some men basically like to see two women getting off. That's
right,
a fantasy,
right.
So they're there to watch that, because sometimes they may not even participate in the threesome, you know, as far as, like, penetration. They may, you know, kiss them or touch them, but they basically like to watch the, you know, the females get off.
Right. And the reason why I said that, because that's been all male fantasies, the menage a trois, since I was a kid.
Right.
Which was many, many moons ago. So I'm saying that time really has changed. And it really may not be, you know, the younger kids. I mean, you're talking, I bet you're talking about guys 40 to span over.
Well, whose fantasy is to have a menage a trois?
Right, but I'm wondering if we was to do a survey or ask young boys, you know, 15 and over, what their fantasy, or 15 or 40,
but
what
you
their,
know, the,
I bet
the
it may
younger,
change.
The younger generation is more liberal with sex, you know, because they are basically doing a lot of things as well. You know, they have these sex parties and, you know, they're more liberal than when we were coming up, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder is that their fantasies, the young guys. I wonder is that their number one fantasy. I'm just curious since we mentioned that.
Right.
But I don't, the more we talk about it, or I talk about it with other people, that's not all men's, the menage a trois is not all of their number one fantasy.
Right.
You know,
well, it may not be, but, you know, that's basically when I ask God what is their number one, oh, I would love to be with two chicks, two women, see them get off. And
why not three and four? Why just stop at two?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I'm...
Because I think 3 and 4, that would be an orgy.
Okay.
Yeah, menage a trois is just 3.
Okay.
I mean, well, 2 of whatever,
right.
2 men or woman or whatever, 3 men,
right.
3 women or whatever, that's a menage a trois. They're, you know, like they're various different menage a trois.
Now, when I always think of that, I never think of a man and a woman, because that's 3 people.
You and a man and a woman? So you
no,
would
I'm
rather
saying,
be with
I never you. Even consider, when I think of it, I never even consider, and I heard you mention, you know, 2 men and a woman. But
right.
I would never even consider another man. He can be in the closet watching, but he's going to be
know,
on the bed.
Some women liked 2 men. I couldn't do 2 men. I just couldn't be in a menage a trois, period. Be it 2 men, 2 women, or what, I just can't, because I'm very selfish when it comes to, you know, to the sex. I want it with a one-on-one person, you know, because I want when we stop and, you know, we start up again, you know, I don't want him to be too tired to be with me. He's going to be with this one. And then plus, especially if I'm the other woman, you see what I'm saying? If I'm not the main squeeze, not to say that I still wouldn't do it even if I was the main squeeze, but just think if I'm the other woman, because, you know, in the rules you have to, it's, you know, you best to give most of the attention to your wife or your girlfriend gets all the attention. Mm-hmm. You know,
now,
so
from watching, you know, movies and shows and pornos and, well, pornos don't count
because
they get paid, but that's one of the biggest problems, paying attention to one person as opposed to the other. That's their biggest complaint, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, if one person's getting it more, you're going to be, you know, just sitting there looking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there should be rules.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't try, but I'm just saying it's not, you know, with me, you know, just good sex, and you tend to be good sex with one person. I mean, just having good sex is hard to find. You know, more or less find it with two women, you know. So if I could find it with one good one, then, and usually the person you find it with, the one good, when you find good sex, is usually short-lived because it's someone that you really don't know.
Right.
You know, the person that you know is the one who you around all the time is the one.
Right, and that's
that
generally
lousy
what,
sex,
what,
but it's not that great, you know.
Right, that's why you generally need to focus on your partner, because that's what, why some people get, have these menage a trois, and the next thing you know, they're going with the other woman because they've been with you forever and ever. To get with this other woman, it's different, it's better, it feels good, so they end up with that woman. So that's why there are rules. You give your partner mostly all of the attention. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's
there,
my
are,
new rule.
There are other rules, but I think we
yeah,
talk
sure.
about
okay,
well.
Rule
go
number
ahead.
Two is, you know, you have to be as giving as you can get, you know, because you might be hoping that the two women will give you 100% of their attention, and the truth of the matter is they're there to please each other, you know, just as much as they're there to please you.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up feeling ignored, but you need to do your best to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best
but
way...
the rule before that said, don't do what you don't want to do.
No, it's I'm making...
just...
it's making... what... it's making... setting rules from the beginning as far as, like, with your significant other.
Okay, so the rules is for the significant other as opposed to the stranger in the relationship.
Right, because she, like,
you know,
okay,
she
just
or
like
he
if
don't
you,
even care, you know.
Right, because just like if you and I, say, like, if I'm your girlfriend and you and I bring maybe a friend of mine or you bring a friend of yours into it, you are really not, you're supposed to give me most of the attention, all the attention, you know. And if I don't want you to, you know, have oral with her, then you don't have oral with her,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, yeah. So
well, that's surprising that there are rules.
Right, right. Well, these are, you know, just rules to make it a little comfortable. But for real, I can't see any comfort in it because, like I said, I'm selfish. And I would be, you know, I could see me pulling my man off of her, and
mm-hmm.
it'd just be crazy.
Leaving
I,
her out the whole
yeah,
time.
I can't do it.
Well, what was the purpose of bringing her in?
Well, these are for people who like to have menage a trois. I'm just saying I don't.
Oh, you're talking about you personally.
Yeah, I'm just speaking about me personally, and there are people who love menage a trois
mm-hmm.
with two men, two women, or whatever, but I just can't. I'm not a menage a trois person.
Well,
I'm
I do plan on trying it. I, you know, I'm going to try because it's always been a fantasy, not
right.
necessarily. It was number one for a long time until I, you know, found other things that I like to do. But
right.
I'm certainly going to try it. I mean, if good Lord, what they say is good Lord willing.
Okay, and then, you know, it you know, after, you know, you get over being ignored, the best way to approach this situation, this important threesome rule to follow, is to forget your feelings for a moment and try to be as generous with your hands and mouth as you can. And it says, pleasure is a one-on-one sex, goes back and forth, but in a threesome, it's more of a cycle that moves from person to person. So you got to be patient, you know, so you make sure you turn it
on. So a cycle means a cycle of more giving than receiving?
Yeah.
Because now it's not you, it's you and two other people.
Right, right, so you just
you
can't
gotta
focus.
You got to make sure you spread
right.
it around. You know?
Right, Right. And then you also got to remember, whatever pleasure you you get in a threesome is a treat. So instead of expecting anything in particular, like getting all from both women at once, you got to enjoy everything that comes your way. Keeping your hands moving and knowing when to penetrate are important threesome rules. So, you know, basically, you have
that's
to use.
That's important. This is just you and your mate.
Right, right. And you have to use your hands, your mouth. You know, you have to be generous about it, too. You can't, you know, give somebody a little peck and, you know, just get right down to it.
Yeah,
so, and, you know, I just, like I said, I had went to a, I don't know if it was a swingers party, whatever. And, you know, me and a friend, and we were basically, you know, observing things. And people were just like, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, it was just, it was really, it was fascinating. And, you know, just to watch them. I think it was like one, two, three rooms, and it was like two big beds in each room, and the beds were filled. And one bed, it was like four people, and it was, oh, it was really something, you know.
I think I'd like to see something like that.
Yeah, they have clubs here during after hours. They turn them into it's one club downtown, I can't think of the name of it, but they have it like in the basement. They have like where you can go in the basement, they have it set up to they have all these different things for dominatrix and, you know, all this whole kind of stuff. And then they have rooms back where you can have sex. And yeah, they have clubs here that are like that.
They don't have none here. I understand in San Francisco they have shows that you can actually go sit in the audience and watch people go on stage and have sex.
In San Francisco?
I mean, it's pretty normal. I mean, they got, I don't want to say a lot of those, but I've heard two or three people who actually went to San Francisco, you know, to visit for conferences or to visit relatives, and they ended up going to those. So, you know, I'm sure there's some here in Denver, but
right,
you know, but these things are pretty open and pretty public, the things in San Francisco. But I would love to watch. I kind of like watching.
So you're a voyeur. I enjoy.
Well,
watching,
I mean,
too.
I haven't done it. Well, I understand that, but I'm saying I haven't seen it in person since I was young. You know, when you were young, you saw it a lot. But as adults, I mean, real adults.
Right.
You don't get a chance to see other people have sex.
Right, and that's really, I've just been in a situation one time with my girlfriend. I was spending the night, and I woke up, and her and her boyfriend was in the bed next to me, and she was giving him all. And at first when I woke up and I looked over there, I thought I was dreaming. And that, you know, things like that.
We
things
always
like
think
that.
We dream.
Right.
See
no,
something
but,
good.
And, I mean, it was just like when I opened my eyes, I saw it, and then I, you know, I said, wait a minute, am I really awoke? You know, but, you know, just seeing different things. But I'm going to give out the phone number. If anyone's just tuning in, you can call in. The caller number is 646-652-2877. And tonight we're discussing every man's fantasy, two women, one man. My special guest co-host is Reggie Dennis.
It's me.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little musical break, and we'll be right back and discuss rule number three.
Okay. All right, play something good.
Okay. This is old.
Hey. I need it. I need it.
Oh, girl.
You know very well what you
Welcome back. This is Delicious Talk. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, along with my guest co-host, Veggie Dennis. Someone in the chat room says, asked me, Delicious, did you get an invite? That's when I went to that. Of course I got invited. Yes, I was invited. And me and a friend went, and somebody said, oh, did you just happen to walk in? No, you can't just walk in. You have to be invited. At least that's what I was told.
Well, I see on you were talking or mentioned, how do you arrange a threesome? That's probably the next good question.
How do you arrange a threesome? Okay.
Yeah.
You either say like, okay, this is back to you and I. I'm your girlfriend. And I might say, Reg, for your birthday, I'm going to give you a special gift. You say, what's that? And I'm going to say, a threesome. Would you like to have a threesome? Now, depending on if you say yes, then I will, you know, get a friend of mine or somebody that, you know, is into that. And that's how we get a threesome going. Or either you may come to me and say, well, Delicious, I want to have a threesome, and I have a girl in mind. And depending on, you know, what I'm supposed to say, oh, okay, yeah, sure. You know, that's how you get a threesome.
Now, is it better to buy someone, the third person?
To buy them?
I don't mean buy them. That's not. I mean hire a third person as opposed to bringing someone in, like a friend or a
Well, that depends because some people may like to get it, you know, do it with somebody that they don't know. But, you know, I think it would be better. This is just, you know, how I would perceive it to be better with somebody that you do know, because you might get somebody in there that's wacky, crazy, a stalker or you know, just somebody just crazy, you know. So if you have, you like a girlfriend, you know, who may be into that lifestyle, and, you know, you can invite her over and, you know, she, you know, lay all the rules out to her and, you know, y'all get it on. But, you know, some people, they, you know, rather, you know, get somebody maybe from an escort service or just somebody they may have just met, you know. It just depends on your preference.
Now, is that this fantasy, is it the same for women, or is this exclusively a male thing?
What, a threesome?
Menage a trois, no.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
Well, what's women's? I don't mean which women to get off the subject, but is women's desire for this as great as men?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. But
I mean, in your circle of just being a woman and hearing other women talk about fantasies and things they
but
like,
see,
is this one
right,
of the top
but,
dogs?
Right. Well, I guess it's just women that have their own preference of fantasies, but a menage a trois has never been a fantasy of mine. I've had different fantasies, like I would like to, you know, be riding in a limousine in the back, you know, having all kind of crazy sex while the driver is watching, or, you know, something like that, or being out at a restaurant and my partner going underneath the table, you know, fantasies like that. But threesome, no, that's
now, I've done that, and I didn't consider that a fantasy.
Did what?
Went underneath the table and
in
I
a
had
restaurant?
All sex with this one. Yeah. We were just lucky we were in the right booth. I mean, it wasn't planned. We were just in a booth that was away from everybody, and, you know, we were loaded and just having a good time. We were new at each other. And I remember that. Yeah, we went to Benny's.
That's been a fantasy of mine.
But, I mean, it wasn't climbing. I just got underneath the table, you know, sort of like drop something. And I remember that real well. I should say this, but I was at that same place today. It was at Benny's.
Wow. At Benny's?
Because I better not say Benny's because people never know Benny's.
Oh, Benny's. I thought you said
Benny's.
Okay. Well, let's get on with.
I was there.
Okay, let's get on with rule number three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you find that both women are busy pleasuring each other and you have nothing to do, keep yourself busy. Take matters into your own hand and find something to do. Caressing the breasts, thighs, or vagina of one or both women, kiss their backs or their necks, or give all sex to the one if she is in a position that allows you to. You know, that's like your...
But just don't sit there and...
Right, just, you know, you have to keep busy,
yeah,
you know, to keep
busy,
things
yeah.
going.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, and it, you know, if you decide instead to just pleasure yourself for a little while, don't feel bad.
Yeah.
The action will come back to you soon enough. That's rule number three. But, yeah, you have to keep busy. You know, you just can't sit there looking at the women and, you know, expecting them to do everything, you know, not unless you establish that from the beginning. You see what I'm saying? So it's always best to go into it with, you know, say, well, this is going to happen. This isn't going to happen. This is how this and that, you know, because if you go into it and something, you do the wrong thing, it could throw everything off balance, and it won't be a good experience.
And we want that, a good experience.
Yeah, because that's the purpose. I assume that's the purpose of having
sure.
a menage a trois, for everybody to be satisfied.
And that's the purpose of exposing yourself, because you really are exposing yourself, and you really want it to be worth your while.
Right, you definitely do.
Sure.
You really
do. I mean, that's just like I hear women say, you know, I hate it when I pull down my pants and screw somebody and it ain't no good. I mean, you know, I'm saying that to say they gave up the time and the energy and it turned out to be nothing. Yeah.
Right, well, that is a bummer.
Same thing with this, you know.
Yeah.
A threesome, too,
you know. Yeah, waste of time.
You finally get three people together that agree to this, and then here it turns out to be...
Not worth the time that you took to get it together.
Yeah, y'all could have just went on to dinner, all three of y'all.
Right. Okay, rule number four. It's, you know, you be careful with penetration. Now, penetration, it automatically forms a serious bond between you and one woman, leaving the other out. For this reason, penetrate only when you're sure both women are comfortable with it. Your natural inclination will be to pay close attention to the woman you're having sex with, but you mustn't focus on her entirely. This is about the three of you. So keep that idea close at hand. Kiss and touch the other woman, look her in the eyes, and talk to her if the mood is appropriate. Be aware that you may feel overwhelmed with pleasure if you're thrusting into one woman and kissing and caressing another, meaning that you might climax more quickly than expected.
Wow.
So take it slowly and pace yourself. Don't get too excited and lose track of the woman. You know, all three of you should be sexually satisfied. Even if you achieve climax first, you must do everything you can to bring the two other women to orgasm. If you got a lick, kiss, whatever, you know, that's what you have to do. So, you know, it sounds like a lot of work you have to put into these menage a trois. It really does, because if you're not careful, like, you know, like I said, it could be one big bomb.
Well, I'm certain that people who get involved in that are kind of experienced, and they know just from experience every sex act is not that great. I mean, you certainly want it to be, but, I mean, come on, we've had sex with people that we wish we'd have. Like I say earlier, you just took the dinner. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that does happen from time to time. You get with somebody and you think it's going to be all this and all that. Then you get it and you're totally, totally disappointed. And that's just, oh, my God. I was with this guy one time. And I really did like him, but he just, when it came to sex, it was, whew. One time I had to tell him, you know, I don't think we need to do this anymore because the first time I let it slide, he would, you know, talk about things that wasn't even associated with sex. Like he's asking me questions about things that had nothing to do with sex. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so then I said, well, okay, maybe this is just this one-time thing. He did it again, and I had to, you know, I just had to tell him, you know, I don't think that we're compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Because
let me
I
ask
like,
you this.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Because
go ahead.
When I engage in sex, everything is supposed to be sexual. You know, the touching, the kissing, the talking. You know, everything is supposed to be in harmony. You know, you're not supposed to be asking me about what I did at work. It's a time when you should have asked me that. But when we're having sex, that has nothing
That's
to do
not
with what's going on. You know, so I like it to be in harmony. We're having sex. I want you to talk sex to me, you know, and, you know, just, you know, make me feel good the whole way around. You know, so.
Let me ask, is there anyone in the chat room or listening on the air who's been in the threesome, want to comment? Do you see that?
Let's see. No one has said anything about being in a threesome. Has anybody in the chat room ever been in a threesome or thought about being in a threesome or want to be in a threesome? Or know if anybody's had an experience in a threesome and expressed it to you. Was it good for them or, you know, would somebody get back to us on that?
Okay.
In the meantime, this is Delicious Talk. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, with my guest co-host, Reggie Dennis. And if you're just tuning in, the call-in number is 646-652-2871. Again, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. And I think we'll take another little musical break, okay?
Okay.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong? You're just a fool, you know you're in love.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the mute button on. I was in here jamming.
Now, was that Tina Turner?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Ike and Tina Turner. Okay, we have a call on the line, 301-893. Are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey.
This is Master J calling.
Oh, I love your voice.
Well, thank you.
What do you have to say, darling?
Well, you asked, I heard your call over the air asking, were there any people in the chat room that have had threesome experience? And I probably have had more threesomes than I can remember.
Wow.
And have seen even more than
oh.
I've actually participated in. And I really think that there are two perspectives on threesomes. There's the perspective of what we call the vanilla world, or those people who believe in the societal kind of programmed standard as to what proper sex is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the alternative world, which I am in, and which I live as a lifestyle, and that which I have my expertise in, which is a what we consider a more evolved, a more liberated, and a more non-conforming lifestyle. So I would say if persons are seeking to explore the threesome realm, they need to look into the alternative sexual world, which exists on the internet, in meet and greets that are non-sexual, private parties, lifestyle nightclubs, wherein if they want to include a female into this situation, there are many single females that love threesomes, and then
right.
if they want to include a single male in this situation, they can find that as well.
Oh, okay. Now, you also mentioned that you owned a swingers club.
Absolutely.
Were there any rules or regulations that you had?
Yeah. They're definitely. Our number one objective is to I know this is going to sound a little bizarre, but our number one rule is to preserve the integrity of the lifestyle itself. In other words, to ensure that only the people who respect it are involved or included, because, prudish people who are judgmental, that don't understand, come to the table with a certain level of misconceptions and preconceived notions. And, of course, that makes it uncomfortable for the people who don't live within those parameters and within those boundaries.
Okay.
I have a question.
Certainly.
What is the meet and greet non-sexual? What does that mean?
Well,
I understand meet and greet,
yeah.
but the non-sexual part of it.
Yeah, well, a non-sexual meet and greet, a lot of people don't know. You might be at Applebee's, you might be at Ruby Tuesdays, mm-hmm. and there's a gathering of 15 or 20 people in a particular section at, your favorite restaurant, Olive Garden, Ruby Tuesdays, or whatever the case may be. That might be a very discreet gathering of people in the alternative world who have communicated with each other online, seen pictures of each other, and are professionally and discreetly meeting for the first time.
But the non-sexual, does it stay that way after you meet?
Well, no. What I mean, at the actual meet and greet, it's a non-sexual.
Right, it's
greet.
A non-sexual. Okay,
I got
you. And then after that, that's when you really lay it out and see who wants to participate. And that kind
Well, that's a misconception as well. I have many people who are that are good friends of mine within the alternative world. And we never have sex. We go out of the country together. We go to concerts. We eat dinner. So the idea is the alternative sexual world isn't all about sex. It's about the fact that you find fellowship in equally like-minded people that if you choose to have sex with, you can have sex without the judgments, without the preconceived notions, without, you know, some of the boundaries and parameters that that exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
But again, as far as rules are concerned, I just wanted to speak to that the you can there are a whole lot of ideas about rules, and I'll say this and I won't occupy any more of the time. But rules are relative to the three people involved.
Right.
So whatever is comfortable for those three people, it can be everything to no rules to a bunch of rules.
Right. Okay.
So it's really relative to the experience level of the three people. People who are experienced already know that if all three of us come in there with two things in mind, to respect each other and to have as much fun as possible, those are our only rules. And that's my rule when I enter a threesome.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Master Jay, for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate that.
I always enjoy you guys' show.
Okay.
Appreciate that information.
So you're going to hang on until we're through? We have 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, I'll hang in. I'll hang in there with you guys.
Okay. The last rule. Hello?
We're here.
Oh, the last rule basically is condoms. They're a necessity because semen and vaginal fluid and, you know, blood and stuff like that transmits STDs. So it's important that you incorporate condoms in any type of sexual play you have outside, you know, if you're in that lifestyle. So that's one of the fifth rule. And always remember, it's not a relationship. When you're in a menage a trois, it's not a relationship. You just, you know, your partner finished, send them home, no spending the night. And
but you're in a relationship with your partner.
Well,
right,
that's,
but it's not
a
relationship as far as the three of you.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because within the alternative world of polyamory, which means many loves,
right,
you could be in a relationship with all three people.
Oh.
And it could be real love between all three people. And it's not just sex, it's more than sex.
Right, but we're basically speaking as far as like menage a trois of people just, you know, doing it for that particular reason. But you are right about the you know, people being in a relationship.
Yeah, that's called a triad. Instead of calling it a menage a trois just for sex, the love triad is, you know, there might be a woman that has two boyfriends,
mm-hmm.
or a man that has two girlfriends, and they love each other, and they have threesomes all the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, we have 1 minute left in the show, and I, you know, might have to do a part two to this, but...
Sure.
Our next show is going to be in January the 8th. I'm not going to be on the week after Christmas or the Friday after New Year's. I'm coming on the 8th. And that show is about abuse. And my guest co-host for that show will be Maria Mimi Jacobs. So, really, I hope you guys come back for that show as well. And I appreciate everybody who came out to hang out with me, Chris and Company, guests, 5017, guests, 525. Joanna, Master J, and Shy Libra Girl. You know, I appreciate you guys, and, you know, happy holidays. I won't be talking to you anymore until after the New Year's. I will be stopping by as many shows as I can. Everybody have a nice week.
Okay.
All right.
Enjoy the snow that you're going to get in the next 24 hours.
Don't talk about snow. Don't even bring that word. That's a curse word.
I
appreciate you, Reggie, as well, and thanks for coming in, being the co-host this week.
I appreciate it, too.
I learned
more than I thought I was the master, but I thought I knew some things. But that's my mom used to always say, you can always learn something from anybody.
Yes, you learn something new every day.
Never take nobody short, yeah, because you can learn something. So I appreciate it.
Every day you learn something new.
I appreciate the knowledge I learned tonight.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Okay, bye.